In my 10-year-old voice, I managed to squeak out, "Can you come over to my house and play? I have sock puppets, crayons, and oh, we've got some chocolate cake and ice cream we can eat." But Rita, the curly-haired redhead from down the block, who had stolen my heart in Mrs. Williams' fourth grade class, said, "No," and added emphatically that her parents had warned her about boys like me. I didn't even know what that meant, boys like me. I was Methodist. Was that something bad? My stomach felt like I had swallowed a rock. I had been so brave to even speak to her. Now my life was ruined, absolutely ruined. I had spoken to a girl and failed miserably. I'd pulled the handle, two lucky sevens, and a banana appeared. A loser again. Why was life so complicated? My friend Butch could talk to any girl on and on and on without even having to refer to notes he had written down and put in his pocket. I didn't know how to be cool and not take this rejection personally. That would come later in life, like maybe in my 70s. Maybe I could play ball with my dog and then take a nap. Maybe I would die in my sleep. Or maybe Rita's older sister, Linda, would like to meet a younger man. Someone with dimples, a flat-top haircut, and good-smelling Butch hair wax. I'll put on those rose-colored glasses and go see.